Morning Watch, an overview of the central burden and present truth of the Lord's recovery before his appearing, the divine and mystical realm. Wednesday, related verses, John 14, 17 through 18 and 20. Even the spirit of reality, whom the world cannot receive because it does not behold him or know him, but you know him, because he abides with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I am coming to you. 20. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. John 14, 2 through 3. In my Father's house are many abodes. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I am coming again and will receive you to myself, so that where I am you also may be. Romans 8, 2. For the law of the Spirit of life has freed me in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and of death. Romans 5, 10. For if we, being enemies, were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more we will be saved in his life, having been reconciled. Related reading. We have emphasized the fact that the triune God is a divine and mystical realm. As revealed in the first part of John 14, the Son is in the Father, and the Father is in the Son. In verse 16 through 18, we have a word not only concerning the Father and the Son, but also concerning the Spirit. The first Comforter was Christ in the flesh, and the other Comforter is the Spirit of reality. The He, who is the Spirit of reality in verse 17, becomes the I, who is the Lord Himself, in verse 18. This means that the Christ, who was in the flesh, went through death and resurrection to become the life-giving Spirit, the pneumatic Christ. This is not merely spiritual, it is mystical. In John 14:20, the Lord Jesus spoke of that day. That day was the day of his resurrection, 2019, the day on which he became the pneumatized Christ, the pneumatic Christ. Hence, in that day actually means in the resurrection day. John 14:20 refers to the divine and mystical realm where not only the Father, the Son, and the Spirit are, but also where the believers are. We all need to enter into the divine and mystical realm, not of the triune God, but of the consummated Spirit and the pneumatic Christ. John 14, 16 through 18 speaks of another Comforter, the Spirit of reality, to be the reality of the Son, realized as the Son's presence in the believers. The Spirit is the reality of the Son, and the Son's presence in us is the Spirit. In the day of the Son's resurrection, in which the Son became the life-giving Spirit, 1 Corinthians 15:45b, he came to the disciples in the night of that day to breathe into them and ask them to receive the Holy Spirit. If he were not the Spirit, how could he ask the disciples upon whom he was breathing to receive the Spirit? By all this we can know that the Son is in the Father, that the believers are in the Son, and that the Son is in the believers. Before that day of Christ's resurrection, he had yet many things to unveil to his disciples. But his disciples could not bear them then, because they had not received the Spirit of Christ's resurrection, and had not entered into the divine and mystical realm. The Lord Jesus said that when the Spirit of Reality came, he would guide the disciples, who would then be in the Spirit of Christ's resurrection, into all the reality concerning God's economy for the body of Christ, who is the pneumatic Christ and the consummated Spirit. The Spirit of Reality would speak what he heard of Christ and would declare it to the disciples in the 22 epistles of the New Testament, from Romans to Revelation. All that the Father has is the Son's possession, embodied in the Son. The Spirit receives all that Christ has and declares it to the disciples who were then in the reality of Christ's resurrection and in the divine and mystical realm of the pneumatic Christ. For the producing of the assemblies which issue in the body of Christ that consummates the New Jerusalem to express the all-inclusive Christ for his glorification in eternity. First, all the things were the Father's. Then what the Father had became Christ's possession. Following this, whatever Christ possesses is heard and received by the Spirit, who declares all these things to the believers. This is the divine transition for the eternal economy of the divine Trinity.